This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jake Hurwitz, cool on the surface. Deep down a monster straight burning like a furnace. Amir over here calculating the likelihood of receiving some pussy because he's nervous like writing good at grandma's. Don't take the knowledge for real, cause as they always swear, they're not experts in any field. Amir's like Woody Allen in a button-up cardigan. Jake's like Patrick Bateman, but he's funny in these arguments. So why are you still stressing over nothing? But dear coy bitch-ass Davis is the subject on an email, but it must be severe. If I were you, the podcast with Jake and Amir.
What up?
Love it.
That's actually fat.
Yeah, sometimes intros make me feel really cool.
And
that one did. That one did too.
That one was written by somebody who calls himself the dumbest genius, a cracker from the armpit of California who makes his own beats and raps and stuff. If you want to hear more, Google Ben, the dumbest genius. The theme song is attached. And then what he did was he added this Gmail has their own emoji. And this one is the pinch, the little lobster Gmail.
Oh, tight.
So that
I like that. The dumbest genius from the armpit of California.
Yeah.
I love it.
Would you say you're the dumbest genius or the smartest dummy?
Interesting.
Like, are you smart for a dummy or are you dumb for a genius?
I think I'm smart for a dumb person.
Yeah. And I think I'm dumb for a genius.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why we get along so well. Sorry, I'm going to crack this beer open.
Yeah, real close to the mic so everyone knows you're drinking it.
Oh.
Even though you already said you were.
Excuse me.
Careful. This is your... I'm so surprised that you're doing this.
This is unlike me happening. For sure.
It's only... Like, it's 6 p.m. and you...
It's 6:42. Which, that's not the weird part of the beer.
It's a little early to start pre-gaming.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, you've never seen me.
You
barely ever had beer, like when you're forced to, like when there's nothing to drink but beer.
Right.
I don't even know if you drink beer.
I never start my night with beer. It's always like a healthier version of continuing to be drunk while still like not having water completely.
Oh, that makes sense. But you, I mean, also nobody, I'm not drinking. No one here is drinking.
No one's forced. This is the first time I've ever actively sought out a beer.
You were like, I'm craving a beer right now? what happened?
It was, one, I'm thirsty, and
sure. So
beer is a drink. Two, it's like Saturday at 6:40, so like the night's starting to set, and I like, oh, maybe it'd be fun to have a drink during the podcast, but I don't want like a whiskey at this point.
Right,
I can't have a whiskey while it's still light out.
Right.
And then I thought it would be fun to have me drink this beer for the first time on this podcast.
I do think you're not going to like that beer. That beer is... It's highly alcoholic.
Oh, really?
So, it's an IPA, so it's
an
pretty,
Indian. It's a pale ale. I was gonna say.
Yep, and it's pretty. It's pretty bitter, pretty strong.
Okay. It's an IPA.
It's not an easily, but it is. It's a folks listening at home. It's a grapefruit Sculpin, which is my all time favorite beer.
It's a Ballast Point Brewing Co. Grapefruit Sculpin, which is a pale ale. It's a Hefeweizen.
No,
it's a full-bodied.
It's not
Hefeweizen. It's high on hot. It's hoppy, but it's not like
hoppy.
Dry.
It's okay.
So here we go. I'm going to have a sip of it.
And Amir's dead.
It's awful.
Do you not like it?
It's so salty.
What?
It tastes bitter and salty to me.
So you are really unhappy with that drink? Do you know you don't taste the grapefruits in there?
I do. But maybe that's why I don't like it. You know how when you eat a grapefruit, it's super bitter?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's that bitterness coupled with the bitterness of beer. I never acquired this taste.
There's a sweetness to grapefruit, too.
Oh, ugh.
This is my favorite beer of all time. Let me have a sip.
I don't.
Oh my God, I love it. It's so good.
You think you're tasting the same thing I'm tasting and it just you recognize it differently?
I wonder. I mean, because, yeah, people taste like, what's that? They taste, what's that?
Fruit?
No. It's
olive?
Like,
oh, cilantro.
Yeah, cilantro. Yeah, some people taste soap.
Right. And some people taste cilantro.
Yeah, and it's not like I like the taste of soap. I just don't taste the soap.
No, I think because when I drink beer, I'm like, I don't like that it's bitter and dry. And people are like, oh, I like that it's bitter and dry.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. I don't think I ever really taste dryness the way that some people do. Like, I think that's my taste buds haven't evolved to that point. Because some people are like, this wine's dry. And I'm like, well, it's still a liquid and it's in my mouth. So.
Yeah. But does it make your mouth dry, your tongue
dry?
Pretty
wet to me. I don't know.
Like a vermouth. Like, have you ever had a martini that's like olive juice and vermouth and it's just dry and sour?
No.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
Well, I don't like olives.
Maybe I should just drink apple juice from now on.
We'll definitely get fucked up on that.
So this is Saturday Night Edition of the If I Were You podcast. It's an advice show, an advice radio show of sorts. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake, a.k.a. The Pinch.
So I was looking for questions earlier, and, you know, I kept seeing a common theme, and I think it's because of the time of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Lot O prom questions.
Love it.
Kids, I shouldn't say kids, teens, 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds are going to prom.
High school seniors and some juniors.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have
and really cool sophomores.
Oh. It's, I mean, we had like a junior and senior prom at my school.
For 11th graders and 12th graders?
Yeah, there weren't enough kids at my school, so.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So now that I'm drinking, I'm old enough to have a beer, I feel like I'm old enough to be able to give prom advice.
Definitely. All prom advice should come from a 33-year-old drinking beer alone in his tent.
Sit on my lap and ask me Uncle Amir a question.
Did you go to your prom?
I went to my prom, but I was very, like, I didn't want to ask a girl out. I didn't want to date.
You went stag.
No, I ended up going with two female friends of mine.
Oh, so you went as sort of like a pimp.
Yeah, at first I was kind of a loser, but then it's like, oh, Amir has two dates. He's really cool.
That is
except
really cool.
Without anybody thinking that other part. It was just like, oh, look at those three friends that went together because the guy was too embarrassed to ask a girl out.
I think I went to a baker's dozen proms.
12 proms.
There was my senior year, I went to 8 proms.
And then where was the other 5?
My junior year.
You really went to 13 proms? A baker's dozen proms.
And I went to at least that many proms.
How do you go to 8?
Well, I knew a lot of people from different schools.
Sure.
And I was a lot of people's backup date because I was friends with a lot of girls.
Oh, like if no guy asks you out.
Yeah. And then, and lo and behold, the backup date almost always was called upon. Yeah.
The hero that nobody needed, but they deserve.
So it was kind of fun, but it was also a little stressful to go to so many proms where I didn't know anybody.
Right. Or was it fun? Is it like going to a wedding where you don't know anybody?
No, because high school kids are way, way less interested in meeting new people at their prom. When you go to a wedding, it's like, this is a fun thing. Like, hey, we're all going to dance. I want to make a new friend. I want to hook up with somebody. But high school prom is really a time to be with your best of best friends.
And then if you see someone you don't know or like, you'll let them know. Yeah. It's very apparent.
Mm-hmm.
There's no being polite as a 17-year-old.
No, but I broke through a couple friend groups.
Nobody's cool and nice at that age. All right, so here's one right off the bat. It's a lady.
All right.
Why don't we just rifle through your prom dates? That way, we'll definitely have enough questions and names for them. So, who was your first prom date? What was his name?
Very nice, dude. His name was Ryan.
Oh my God, you're so bi friendly. I love that.
Claire.
Claire was your first prom date.
Very first prom date.
Junior prom.
Junior prom.
All right. Claire writes, "Hey guys, I have a shallow problem. which is all prom-related questions are shallow.
Mm-hmm.
So my granny surprised me by coming to stay with us for a few days. Everyone else in the house knew except me. And that means she's going to be there on the day of the matric dance, the equivalent of senior prom. I really don't like having her here. She makes me uncomfortable. I am no longer excited about the dance. Am I just being a bitch? Can I do anything? Do I just go get ready somewhere else? Thanks, guys. Much love from South Africa. That's pretty neat.
All right. Cheers.
This might be our first question from Africa, the continent of Africa. Grandma, come into the house. Can she do anything?
Can I do anything about this?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here idly by while Grandma's here, too.
What can I do? I can't get ready around my grandmother.
I thought she's going to be like, and now I can't go to the dance. But no. It's just the fact that the grandma will be there during it.
And, like, her being there during the week is putting her in a bad mood, and now she's not excited about the dance.
I barely even want to dance anymore because I'm in such a bad mood. What I mean, what can I do about this?
Okay, what do I do about my grandmother being in the house?
If anything, it should make you more excited for the dance because it gets you out of the house.
That's true.
When you are around family a lot, sometimes the break feels more relieving. So when your grandma's there, maybe it's, as you describe it, you really don't like having her there and she makes you uncomfortable, which is a mean thing to say about your nana.
Yeah.
She did birth your mother or dada. I don't know why she's no longer excited about the dance. The first question is, am I being a bitch? I would never use the B word.
Sure.
But she is being mean.
Yeah.
She's being a non-nice lady. Can I do anything? Can you do anything? Can she do anything?
I think, well, you can always do something.
Oh.
You can always, that's a slogan that I live my life by.
So at any given point, you can do something.
Yeah. But sometimes the thing that you can do is get over it.
Oh.
Because your grandmother's, you know, not going to be in your house for a long time. Also not going to be alive for a long time. So sort of just don't worry. You're still in the prime of your life. Focus on what's important. Not the fact that your grandmother's just in your house, but the fact that your grandmother's on Earth, which is kind of nice. Barring that, I will say that old people slip and die by falling down the stairs all the time. All the time. And
what does that mean?
Like, I'm not suggesting anybody murders their grandmother.
Okay.
Obviously.
Good.
Obviously.
Very
so
good.
Don't put words into my mouth.
I would never.
But either. I would say if your stairs are slippery near the top, grandma might lose her balance.
What do you?
If you grease the railing,
I
all
can't
of a sudden,
even have you go walk down this path. I feel implicated.
And I'm
in
not
some
even
going to
say.
Way.
And I'm saying, actually, I'll go so far as to say, don't give your grandma a little hip check when she's near the top.
Right,
of the
but
stair.
even you saying don't do it seems a little bit like a
what do you mean? I'm
like a
you
subtle nod
to.
Wink. Even if it's like
not
one
a
time
nod
out of 100,
it's a shaking
misinterpreted.
It's an SMDH shaking my damn head at the thought, at the notion, at the very idea.
Because my face when MRW, my reaction when grandma spills down the stairs and lands on bay.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Is no, no, no.
Yeah. Show me the face. And I'll describe it to people. Oh yeah, so he's it's sort of like a frown. You're baring your bottom teeth.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a ooh face.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
because she's basically, you know, sliding into your DMs.
Yeah,
this is like the bad way to do it.
Sliding out of your staircase.
That's right.
All
right, which is why we're not recommending it.
Yeah.
Do I just go get ready somewhere else? I guess we don't give a shit where you go get ready.
You should still get ready at your house. Grandma wants to see you. She likes to see the light of the youth in your face and your skin, the glow in your eyes.
One of the most universal manners or rules, societal norms, is to respect your elders. It seems like that is found in cultures across the board.
Yeah.
So
the except
struggle
in South Africa, apparently.
Yeah, the struggle you're feeling right now must be universal because they had to make a rule about it because everyone was probably mean to old people.
Yeah. That probably happened in the very second generation they were just mean to the old people, and the old people didn't even know what to do.
Yeah,
they're like, everyone's mean to you when you're older.
Well, what about the rule? You know, the rule where you can't be mean to me.
Oh, I thought about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's why the perfect age is 35, because you're the king of the adults. Like, everyone who's lived between the ages of 0 and 35, you're at the head of that.
Yeah.
But you're not so old where people are rolling their eyes when you walk in the room.
Yeah, yeah. And old people are sort of like, oh, look at you in your peak.
Yeah, you're so young. Prime. 35. I remember when JFK was 35. My God. What a smile on that man. I'd fuck him. What's that?
What'd you say, Grandma?
Nothing. All right. Get over it. Get ready in front of your grandma. God forbid. Oh, no. The subject to this email was prom plus granny equal frowny face.
But granny's not going to your prom. Yeah. She's just near you when you are.
She's not ruining anything. You're ruining
wedding
granny.
Plus granny. It's like anything plus granny is a happy face. Who doesn't love their grandma?
Yeah. Get into it. All right. Here's another one. Guy's name.
I didn't ever go to the prom with a dude.
Well, we can still give him a female name. Okay. Maybe like one of those cool ambidextrous names.
Oh, yeah. That goes either way.
Yeah.
Alyssa.
Oh, that's like that's a cool guy. He's Eli. French. Alyssa writes, I just asked a crush of mine to this year's prom. We're both seniors. I'm so excited to go with her. The one hesitation I have is that we haven't really talked or had classes together. We're old friends since back in fifth grade, but the type of friends that gives a smile and nod in the hall. I want to have fun at prom with her, so is there anything that I could do to get closer to her before prom? Should I ask her out on a date? What would we talk about? Please help. Love, Alicia.
Elijah.
Elijah, this is an interesting one. Asking someone to prom that you don't really know?
Yeah.
And going on a pre-prom date? Is that what kids are doing nowadays?
I wouldn't recommend that. You have to be friends with your prom. It's so much easier to just go with a buddy than to like go with a crush.
Did you go with friends or did you go with girlfriends?
A little bit of everything.
You did a mix and match.
It was a mixed bag. Some of them were definitely like dates and a little more romantic. Some of them were strictly platonic friend things. Some of them were I had a crush and the other person didn't. And
wow.
Then some of them were that person had a crush and I didn't. And then one time I was engaged to the
person. Wow. You were engaged.
I was engaged.
You were fiance.
I was a fiance.
You
I
were
went to the prom
that
as a
day.
Fiance. We saved the last dance.
Oh,
yes.
You danced with your fiance?
I danced with my fiance.
Was it a debutante?
It was a debutante fiance.
So it was you, your fiance, the debutante's dance. You danced with your fiance.
In France.
Oh, in France.
Yeah, my prom was in France.
We're in France. Marseilles.
Niche.
So congrats on asking this girl that you barely even know. What are your thoughts on a pre-prom date?
Yeah, get to know her as well as possible before prom.
But does it really matter? Like, you'll get to know her at prom. What is it? What is the big deal whether you're like...
I don't know, because it'll be sort of uncomfortable if you run out of things to talk about at prom.
yeah, you don't want to get the first date fully out of... Like, what if the first date doesn't go well? Then she won't want to go to prom.
Well, that's, I guess, a risk that you have to take. But also, like, what are you going to... Problem, you have to like sit down and eat a little meal. It's kind of uncomfortable if you don't know the person.
I know. What's the oldest that you can be at prom? Like, I probably shouldn't go to a prom, right? Like, I'm sure there's an email in here.
Like, as a chaperone, you could.
Chaperone work, but like.
Sure, yeah, you just have to talk to. I mean, you have to.
I know. I was just thinking more of a holistic approach.
Holistic approach. I don't think there's any other way.
Oh. As a man about town.
Oh, Christ.
For me to be there.
You want to go on a date with a 17 or 18 year old to their prom.
I want to be a date of an 18 year old at a prom.
But you, I mean,
I
want
to be the guy who takes, I want, I oh, want to put wanna, a corsage.
You want to go, okay. for a second, I thought you wanted to go with a group of guys, stag, so you could like walk around to all the trim that's there.
So it'll be a bunch of boys and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your uncle? Oh, he's not my uncle. He's this
we
dude
do get
I know.
Invited to prom. Like, we got invited to a couple of proms on like Twitter and Snapchat this year.
Right. And then I hear about like, you know, like, oh, like Nicki Minaj shows up at this kid's prom and it's like this fun little moment for him.
I think,
but I feel like if I did that, I would get maced.
Definitely.
Maced and hosed.
It
and
does
I'd be
not
like,
go. I don't think it goes the other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on Yahoo News if I went to a prom.
Well, you would be, but the title wouldn't be Amir Blumenfeld crashed the senior prom and it was amazing.
Silly internet comedian has a blast with his boys.
No, it's a pedophile. Small Jewish man pedophile.
Puny Jew man found at prom.
Dead.
Maced and destroyed by female date.
Gym coach beats the shit out of this pervy prom goer.
When asked why he went, the guy said he was invited on Snapchat. Phone has been seized and many other cases being looked into. So would you say go on a pre-date or not?
I think they should go on a pre-date. I think they should hang out as much before prom as possible.
And I would say, don't blow your load too early. Save the magical first date for prom. She already said yes. The hard part's done. You don't need to go on a pre-date.
How's the beer?
You know what? I can see why it's an acquired taste, because to go from water to that is a huge step. But now that the taste is in my mouth, the drink is not giving me a new taste. It's just giving me liquid and adding to the taste that's already in my mouth.
Sure.
So it's not like...
So you don't like the taste still, but you've gotten used to it.
Yeah, I've coated my mouth in this bitter, dry salt. And then when I add that, it's like I'm drinking water that gets me a little tipsy.
Interesting.
So maybe this is what liking beer is like.
I don't think so, because I like the way it tastes.
Okay, very cool.
I don't coat my mouth with something awful just to get through it.
Yeah, you know when you take a shot and then you suck on a lemon and the lemon feels like pretty good?
Right.
But if you just woke up and sucked on a lemon, that lemon would taste awful?
Yeah.
Just some little things that I think about.
I usually don't like to take the lemon after the shot. I love the way liquor tastes.
But even a shot?
It depends on what it is, but yeah, usually.
Ugh. Shots really burn, like a tequila shot or a vodka shot.
I just love alcohol. I have a problem.
That's really cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool, the fact that you're like, you don't care.
Do you mean that?
Like, to be like, yeah, I don't care if it's a shot of tequila, like, it's good to you. Yeah. You don't need the lemon. That's like a really cool thing.
Right, but like, what about the part where I was like, it's like detrimental to my health and my well-being?
That's what makes it cool, because you're like, I don't care about that shit. All I want to do is drink.
I just like the way it tastes. Yeah. And sometimes I do like self-medicating where like if I'm sad, I'll drink, or if I'm happy, I'll drink.
That's really cool. That's actually really dope.
The part where I self-medicate?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like when you're sad and you're drinking, that's actually really, really dope.
So I like drink to not feel stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You think so?
I really think that's really cool.
Thanks, man.
Because like I would not do that because I think that's unhealthy and kind of sad.
Yeah,
the fact that you don't care about that is actually really
dope.
But
do you think it's cool or do you think it's unhealthy and sad? Because
I think it's sad, and that's what makes me not cool. And the fact that you don't care
you think that
is really
cool. Oh, interesting.
It's actually really dope.
Really?
It's like really, really cool.
I just think, yeah. All right.
It's actually really dope.
You have finished your thought. You finished your thought, man.
It's really cool.
Okay.
I'm serious. That's like really
dope. You keep on like coming back to like you're going to add something new. But
dope.
Okay. We all know what you think.
It's cool. All right. A different girl's name.
I mean, shit, I actually didn't go to prom with anybody else.
That
I
What's
made
that?
Up the first two names.
That's so sad. It's actually really cool, though.
I'm trying to think, of, like, in order. Caroline.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline, Claire. Claire. No, Caroline.
Right? Caroline.
I'm a sophomore in high school, and one of my best guy friends is a junior who recently asked me to prom. I know it was coming, and I was excited to go and have fun with my friends until I realized that he's taking this upcoming night way differently than I am. I was hoping to go as friends, but I think he is expecting more. I've known that he had liked me for a while, but I've just played stupid, hoping that he would get the hint. Now that prom is readily approaching, I am getting more and more nervous and dreading the night so much that I'm getting sick to my stomach. I'm too nervous to talk to him about the dynamic of the night, but I don't want to go to prom with two different views on how the night will go. I really don't want to go, but I couldn't say yes since I couldn't not have said yes since he asked me in the middle of science class, and I couldn't have easily declined it, especially since he came in with all of his friends, one of which was videotaping.
Oh.
I was so scared to reject him because he is so sweet and I don't want to hurt him. Please help me. Thank you. I love the show. Was that a thing at your school? Because there's some questions in here about like ostentatious askings.
No, that's like a new thing.
You think it's a cause of the YouTube generation?
Yeah, I think it's like an internet thing. Maybe there was like, no, there really, in my school there was not anything.
Everything's like a flash mob. Everything's a YouTube, right, or a Snap, or yeah, let's get this online.
It's like this big, big extravagant. The other thing that's fucking really dangerous about prom is like, any other time you ask someone out, you can so easily like be like, oh, I have to like look at my schedule. Like I'm not entirely sure, but I'll get back to you.
Right.
And then like that gives you a little bit of time to work on your rejection.
Yeah.
Prom is like everyone knows when that date is,
it's
and
coming.
Everyone's going, everyone's free. And if you don't have a date, then you're like fucking open season. And if somebody comes in videotaping and they're like, will you go to prom with me? You can't say like, you can't be nice and say, oh, I got family in town, or I'm not thinking about going. You have to be like, yes, I'll go with you, or no, I don't want to go with you. I want to go with someone else.
Sorry. So what do you suggest for this lady? She's nervous. She doesn't want to go. She feels like she was, whoa.
Nice, dude. Now you're drinking beer, man.
Do you really think so?
I fucking love it.
I don't know. It feels a little weird, but maybe it's exciting in the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like getting like a little thick-tongued.
Oh, no. I think you're having a bad reaction.
It's the grapefruit.
You are breaking out in hives, man.
Yeah, for third.
Uh-oh, your eyes so swollen that it's swallowing your glasses.
Eyes so swole, motherfuckers want to find me. Whoa.
Sorry, excuse me.
I don't know if anybody heard or that fart picked up. That was a
but
that
you burped. I fart. It's kind of cool.
This is a gaseous clay, a gaseous play, a Muhammad Ali of sorts. What would you tell this lady?
It really sucks. She's in a very shitty position. I think this happens to girls a lot more than guys, but it happens to guys too. But like especially on prom night, where they feel like they're shoehorned into somebody else's expectations.
Yeah.
We're like, uh-oh, this person wants it to be romantic. Uh-oh, they're expecting a kiss, and I'm going to disappoint them. And I think the two things to keep in mind are, one, it's fine to disappoint somebody.
Yeah.
Like, because the alternative to that is disappointing yourself.
Which is worse.
Like, if you hook up with this guy just because you pity him, you'll feel worse about yourself. So don't do that.
That's correct.
And the second thing is just that give him the chance to be cool about it. Like,
yeah,
he might be, if you say he's a sweet guy, I think there it's totally fine to like, don't get so far down this road that it like, you're really setting him up for disappointment. You're just like, hey, I'm excited about prom. If it was me, I would tell my friends to make sure that he knew.
Mm.
Talk to one of his friends or talk to one of your friends who knows one of his friends. Just let it trickle back to him, because it is also sort of annoying and uncomfortable to like text someone, hey, we're not going to hook up, and like he gets that text and he feels weird about prom. But
send a messenger.
Yeah, just like everybody in high school does, communicate through your friends, so you're sort of blunting the trauma.
All right, this is what I would do if I were you, since that was the polite, professional, adult, mature way of deal with it is
okay.
Tell them the truth right off the bat. If I were you, I would blame my parents. My parents won't let me go.
Oh no.
That's it.
You can't not
That's
go.
It.
You can't not go.
Yeah, she cannot go.
Is it her prom?
No.
She is a sophomore.
She's a sophomore. He's a junior. He's inviting her. My parents don't want me to go.
Fine. It depends how close prom is. If you're like literally standing him up with no date, he would rather go as friends than have you straight up bail.
Yeah, I guess
like the two choices are let him down and like give him a prom date or let him down by not showing up. It's so much better to let him down. And
well, I don't think she should ghost him or stiff him or what's it called when you don't show up the night of? Like, oh, I was just, what is it?
Stood up.
Yeah, stand him up. I don't think you should do that, but I think if you want out, you can definitely blame your parents. I do it all the time. Remember how we were supposed to play racquetball yesterday and I said my mom was in town and I needed to go to see my parents?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
You didn't even tell me that till 20 minutes after we were supposed to be playing racquetball.
Yeah, I texted you.
I was
you.
There on the court with my goggles and the little blue racquetball. Yeah. Of course.
You're wearing two knee pads.
Yeah.
And racquetball shoes.
Yep.
And I texted you and I said, my parents are here. And I have to see my parents.
And
they
I
won't
said,
let me
oh,
play.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and you're so nice about it. You're like, I totally understand.
Yeah, I was like, that's so cool that you're hanging out with your rental units.
Yeah.
I'll find a pickup game around here. And I wandered around the courts, the racquetball courts, as yeah. you know, that we both do sometimes, just trying to find a casual pickup game. And I was mercilessly beaten in an alley.
By who? By
just a couple of bikers. They were all named Alley. They were the Alley Cats.
I can't help but feel partly responsible. So those are two ways you can deal with this situation. Two answers for the price of fun. Let's take a break, and we'll come back after these messages.
Doses.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not need.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back.
Good Lord.
Fuck me. Hey, you. Welcome to the If I Were You show.
We already did that.
We already did it.
Your beer. I'm sorry. I don't want to put you on blast, but I picked it up. It is more than three quarters of the way full.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just dumb right now. I'm not drunk at all. I'm just feeling slow, groggy.
Have a bad voice.
This is our first episode being released since all 10 episodes of Lonely and Horny are available. The complete season one is just waiting for you.
Not to mention the 15-minute behind the scenes.
That's right. If you buy the whole season in one fell swoop for $15, you can watch the 15-minute behind the scenes making of, which is just the cast and crew having a great time.
Yeah, you get to see that we're all a nice, big, happy family.
We're joking around. We're making yuck-yucks. We're making fun of each other, but in a way that's, like, cool because, like, oh, I can make fun of him because he's my brother, but if you say anything about Bobby, I will fucking knock your teeth
brother
out.
Brother at arms. We can razz him. You can't.
You can't even talk about him. Everyone who's seen it and weighed in and tweeted and Facebooked and let us know how much they like it has been great.
Yeah.
And if you've been waiting to binge, now's your opportunity.
Yeah. You can now buy them and watch them back to 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 back.
Which I haven't even done yet.
Neither have I.
I've not watched 10 in a row.
Nor have I.
I don't know when we can do that. Maybe we could do some sort of screening at our office for like fans or something.
That would be dope. We should do a lottery.
Yeah. So we'll like line them up. But how do we choose the winners? I don't know. We have to figure something out. Maybe I'll search like most Jewish. Can you filter on Gmail most Jewish names or something?
No.
Is there a way to like on Twitter say like, who are my followers? So I have 130 whatever thousand followers. And then it's like filter them by how hot they'll be.
No, there's not that either.
No. All right. Or even on Instagram.
Hot Jewish person. Is that what you're looking for?
I was just saying, like, if there's a way, like, on Instagram to see, like, okay, these are all my followers, but then also, who are my hot Jewish female followers?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But also, that's a shitty
outlook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't want to do that. So that's fine that it's not even, like, that's not, it wouldn't even be possible, right?
No. We already said that. And the fact
like
that
it's not, doable, or it hasn't been done, or it's unable to be ever done.
Yeah. Wow, you are not giving up.
I'm just
doubling down on it, huh?
Doesn't matter. Stupid idea, won't even come up again.
It better not.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you on the Lonely and Horny page?
I can be.
Could you tell me who's winning, London or Canada?
London v. Canada?
Sorry, England v. Canada.
Right now, England is beating Canada by maybe 1% of total sales.
Wow.
It's a close one. USA has like 55%. Then England has 12. Canada has 11. Then it goes down to Australia. Sweden.
What up, Sweden?
What's NOK? Norway? What's DKK?
Denmark?
Diddy Kong? What's CHF?
I don't know.
Well, we got a lot of acronyms that we can't quite decipher. But yeah, England v. Canada is the closest to.
All right, Canada, step it up.
We should go to London, I guess.
Yeah, we're trying.
You said we would go there if they got more sales.
Yes.
And as of right now, they are. Maybe after Dublin, we could try to hook that up. The Dublin tickets are not available yet.
Yeah, but we are coming. It at all?
I guess we could say at the end of July we'll be at some sort of comedy festival there.
Yeah, we'll be in Dublin. Yeah. It's going to happen. We're coming.
Yeah, for sure. And then hopefully London after that. And then we have to decide what's going to be our like Iceland trip. What's going to be our Berlin trip? Where in the Euro Union should Jake and Amir go?
Yeah, top shortlist for me right now is Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Croatia.
Okay.
And Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Amsterdam's not on your list.
I do want to go to Amsterdam, but I guess it's not on the list.
I would say Israel's always up there. I have family there. Amsterdam, I've never been. That would be really fun. I've also never been to Spain.
Yeah, Spain. I've been to Spain at least once.
What's the beer like there? Because I feel like in a weird fucking way, I'm becoming a connoisseur.
You're a beer sommelier.
Listen to this. That's a really nice pale ale. Oh, God.
Do you think that's what connoisseurs say?
That's, describe where is it. This bottled? That's, it's some canned. Really good swill. Swill. What is the, what do you call this canister?
Swill inherently means that it's bad.
You call it a can for short. I love that. Every region has its own special word
can
for this holder. This little freaking metal tube that I drink this golden oat soda out of. And if they have beer in Spain, then count me the fuck out.
So you don't want to go.
I don't. I really don't like this, actually. And if it's like, it like, you know how some colleges have a big Greek culture?
Yeah, there's
Greek
a big
life.
Beer culture.
Yeah, if it's like a beer culture, I don't think I fit.
Are you drunk? Do you feel a little buzzed?
I feel a little tipsy, yeah.
That's fun.
Like a little silly.
That's cool.
A little loopy.
Love that. Have you already showered?
Yeah.
So you're like ready to go for the night? Well, you're wearing sweatpants, but aside from that.
Yeah, once I put on my pants, I'll be able to go out.
Are you going to change your underwear or just take off the pants, put on new jeans?
Yeah, that's right. Take off the pants, keep the underwear. My underwear are clean.
Cool. What about the white tee?
I don't know. Should I do the white tee or should I wear something else?
I don't know. I like the white tee. You know, I was thinking about wearing glasses tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. What happened to the glasses that you have that you never wear?
Those are the ones I'm going to wear. But, you know, tell me if this is a real thing or if, like, the reason I don't wear the glasses that often, I feel like we should not be talking about this on the podcast because it's so boring. But
I don't want to look like a loser.
It feels like my peripheral vision in them, it's just so big. Like, there's such a large window that's not the glasses.
Oh.
So, like, when I wear them, I don't, like... I still don't see that well. Like most of
your glasses, I will say, are pea-sized. They're the circumference of a little pea.
I look like Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Tiny little bifocals.
Yeah, little glass discs, roughly the circumference of a corn nut being held together by stiff floss. I think your glasses are big enough that that's not actually the case. Like right now I'm looking to the left and it's all glasses. I'm looking up. I guess up is a little blurry and down is fine.
Oh, so when I look left, I see no glasses.
Oh, it's open?
Yeah.
But straight ahead, that's the key.
Yeah, but like when I'm driving and I like, you know, check to see if anybody's coming before I cross the street, it's like glasses fully gone.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if I'm just used to it or if my glasses extend wider than yours.
Right, that's my question, is if it's something that I get used to and I should just keep on wearing them and power through, or... are my glasses too narrow?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't talk about this. This is boring.
All right. Well, I thought you might be able to help.
Yeah. So. Well, you thought wrong.
You fucking asshole.
Hijack the show. Dumbass problem.
Piece of shit.
Great.
You didn't.
Now, I really don't even know if we can. Do you want to end it? Thanks so much for listening.
The first theme song was
from
the dumbest
genius. I'm really
genius.
Sorry about that, you guys. Like, he never, has never, ever, ever fucking derailed a fucking podcast like this.
You fucking got drunk off.
This was 9/11 times 50. It was a hijacking.
9/11?
It really fucking was. In
really?
Terms of this podcast,
that's the type
this was a national tragedy, a travesty,
cool.
That what you did tonight.
So I'm America's
what
most
you
wanted
did
now.
Tonight was unexcusable, inexcusable, which disgusting. Should we try to answer one more prompt question before we have to go?
We have time. I honestly don't.
We have a lot. Let's do a speed round. Okay, got one.
Okay.
All right, this one's easy. Female name?
Emily.
Wow. Close to her actual name. Not that I'll say her actual name, but just no. Hey guys, my name is Emily, and I'm currently a senior at, we don't have to say, and my friend Kai, maybe we should say, because you'll see. Kai and I are huge fans of yours. In fact, one of the first times we spoke was when I recognized him that he was wearing a Jake and Amir shirt and making a Jake and Amir reference. I want to ask him to prom, and I thought of the perfect way to do so was through you guys. I would love it if you can help me with my promposal on either Snapchat or the podcast. I understand you're very busy people, so I get if this is too much of a hassle, but it would really make my and Kai's year. So I guess we can say Kai... will you go to prom with Emma? That's her name.
Dude, does she say when the prom is happening?
It's
2 weeks ago.
Hopefully. No, this email was sent last week. So hopefully it hasn't happened yet.
Hell yeah.
Which is almost better than the fucking, the poster or the show or the video, the flash mob. How would you do it if it was today? I would be too embarrassed.
Yeah, I would do it the same way I did way back when. Over
which was?
AIM.
Really? Always online?
No, well, I only asked one person a prom. Everybody else asked me.
Oh.
What up?
Here's another one that's kind of similar. Hey guys, my name is Matthew and my dilemma is this. I don't know how to ask my lady friend to senior prom. I don't want to walk into her class with a poster like most people do. Not because I wouldn't, but because she specifically asked me not to, and I would want to do something more unique. It would mean so much to me if you guys could give her a shout out on the podcast and say something along the lines of, "Dylan, Matt wants to know if you'll go to prom with him. I completely understand if you guys prefer not to do something like this, but it would really mean a lot." So we got two right off the bat.
Two promposals.
Yeah, two promposals.
One is from fake name Emily asking Kai.
Yeah, well, her real name was Emma, so we can do that.
All right. Kai, will you go to prom with Emma?
You know what we should do? We should arrive in the school with a poster. That way they still get the poster thing.
Right. That's the most important part.
Imagine how mortifying it would be. I would never walk into a class that a girl's there with a poster that says, "Will you go to prom with me?" A poster.
Never
have
children.
Can you imagine?
I'll never do it.
Can you imagine writing that poster at home? Are you hoping to God your parents don't see you, or are they helping you buy the poster?
They're helping you buy the poster, man.
Then you come into school, you're holding the poster. You have to have the poster.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit in your backpack.
Yeah, you got it. You have to. And God damn, what happens when they say no and you go home
with a fucking
and your dad
poster.
Who went out and got you the glue and the glitter?
Oh, you glitter it?
You got to.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, hey, champ,
yeah.
How'd it go?"
Uh-huh.
And then you just shake your head and your dad says, "Ah, son.
Help me.
You're no son of mine.
Help me scrape the glitter off. I kept the barcode sticker on the back of it so we can return this little shit." Yet.
The saddest thing of all is how cheap your father is.
Yeah, the G comes off pretty freaking easily, just like you. God, I wish I could remove you from the poster. Christ!
Can I return you to your mother? God, just a dad trying to push his son back into his mom's vagina.
Return to sender!
Back from whence you came, son!
Oh, I'm in her! It worked!
Wait another 9 months and maybe you'll be a man.
What's insane is that I birthed the loser. And then he drinks the beer like this. Oh, not bitter or salty. I actually like the way that tastes.
Very, very cool.
All right, that's it. No more prom questions.
Wait, what was the promposal for Dylan and Matt?
Oh, yeah, Dylan. Matt wants to know if you go to prom with him. I completely understand if you guys prefer not...
You don't have to say that part.
Yeah, that's the part.
All right.
So there you have it.
Cheers and toda, folks. Have a happy prom.
Happy prom season. Happy prom New Year's. The opening theme song was written by Dumbest Genius. This closing one is written by Black Knights. It's a rap. It's a rap group. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, your own anything. Oh, we should say, sorry, the email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We got a bunch of potential intern candidates. We haven't reached out to any of them yet. We're still collecting, assessing, and judging silently.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard from us yet, that's why.
And if you have been dragging your feet, this is the last week that I think we're going to accept submissions.
Yeah, we really got to figure some people out. Again, Lonely and Horny, vimeo.com/lonelyandhorny. Let us know what you think. Let us know what your favorite episode is, favorite lines, favorite moments.
Yeah, please. Oh, I also got three real quick things to plug.
Oh.
Just one. First of all, First of all, we went to the She Didn't Text Back live show.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, which was yesterday, but we went. It was great.
Great.
I highly recommend checking out those guys' podcast.
Perfect. William Haynes and Darren Von Gerdner.
Second, I guessed it on Billy and Adam's No Joke podcast, talking about directing Lonely and Horny.
That was really good. If you guys are still thirsting for more just funny people talking about interesting things, Billy and Adam are super, super funny, very uniquely interesting comedians, and they have an episode with Jake where they talk about directing, including Jake's experience directing Lonely and Horny.
Yes. And lastly, I think I said two things, but it's the third thing. Uh-huh. I was also on my mother's podcast again, talking about dating with my sister.
So she didn't text back, no joke, with Billy and Adam. And then you're back on your mom's podcast, The Easy Chair.
Yes.
There's always more content on the HeadGum Network. So when you're done with this one, if you're still aching for more, let's say you like wrestling. We have a wrestling podcast. Let's say you want to hear from Dan Klein and Kelly or John Gabris or Twinnovation Boys. We have podcasts for everybody. So check them out. That's it. That's our time. We'll be back, I think, on Monday. But toad off for listening, everybody.
show@gmail.com. We ready. We ready. Amir could have balled for the Lakers, but he was too quick for his sneakers. Couldn't find a pair to contain his crossover. Fade away three, game seven, series over.
What up, you motherfucker that's still listening?
I love that.
Very, very cool.
It means you're driving and you're being safe and not skipping to the next podcast.
And it means you're a fan of us, which means we're a fan of you, which means you might be a fan of a friend of ours, Allison Williams.
That's right. What is Allison doing with her time? You know, she's not just wasting it like we are. She's actually doing something good.
Yeah, she's doing charitable shit.
Uh-huh.
So we figure, since we're not going to do charity ourselves, obviously,
the least we can do
is to promote her promoting charity.
Right.
So if you guys go follow her on Instagram, check out what she's been doing the last few days, what she's going to continue doing this week. And if you feel compelled, give a little.
And it's her Instagram is just AW.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, she's teaming up with brands, and then 100% of the proceeds of these special items that are being sold are going to Horizons, which is a charity that she's helping out.
And they help teach kids and shit.
Yeah.
So you can't really argue that it's like not a good one.
So if you want to buy shit and then that money goes to helping teach kids and shit... do check out Allison Williams' Instagram to see exactly the specific details of how you can help. That's AW on Instagram.
Pretty easy to remember, folks.
Toda, and we'll be back next week.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.